This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana for the nighttime version. And signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thanks to Stephanie Regal, Jan Swift, and Julie Baxter Payer, who did the host duties the last few days and did exemplary work, as always. And we, of course, will hear from them again, but it's good to be back home and good to be with you. And if you're so inclined, 877-217-5757 is your Talk Louisiana number. Anytime you wish to call, even after hours, sometimes in the studio, you might find somebody ready to take your call. We start with Kathleen Stewart Ritchie. She is the executive director of the Louisiana CASA Association. That's court-appointed special advocates. There's 17 local chapters across the state, including a major one in East Baton Rouge Parish. Now, Kathleen retired in January of 2015 after 24 years as judge of the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Court. And in addition to her local task forces and committees, Judge Ritchie was appointed by the Louisiana Supreme Court to serve on the Louisiana Court Improvement Care Advisory Committee and the Legislative Task Force on Legal Representation. She was instrumental in establishing Capital Area CASA in 1992. So almost 28 years ago, this entity began in Baton Rouge. Was this one of the first in the state?
Yes, there were, at the time that Capital Area CASA was established, there was only a program in New Orleans. So it was the second program in the state, and now there are 17.
And you've got 17, and I'm sure some are more active than others.
Well, some are more established than others. We have some programs that are really just building at this point, but I believe that we will hopefully by the end of next year cover the entire state. Right now there are CASA programs available in 41 of the 42 judicial districts, 61 of the 64 parishes.
And for those unfamiliar, Judge Ritchie, CASA helps underprivileged children and in a variety of ways, but you can give us the Cliff Notes version.
It's a very targeted population that is served by CASA. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, and it is a program where community volunteers are recruited and trained by the programs, by the local programs, and then the local judge appoints the CASA volunteer. The volunteer then is assigned to a child who is in court because the child had been abused or neglected. So CASA volunteers advocate in court for the needs of a child who's in court due to abuse or neglect.
And you're always looking for qualified volunteers.
Right. It's a constant population. It's very fluid. Children come into foster care every day having been abused. And when the family is ready to provide a safe home for the child or extended family members or even through adoption, children leave foster care. So children come in and out of foster care daily all over the state.
How many children are we talking about across the state that are treated, if you will, by CASA?
Well, the numbers for the last day of November were 3,600. Annually, there are about
3,600 plus
a little bit. Annually, there are about 7,900 children, 7,900 children in foster care annually.
And your organization is involved in most of those cases.
Well, we are, by law, the court can appoint a CASA volunteer in every case. However, they're not 7,900 volunteers statewide, so the court will appoint the program, and as soon as the program has a volunteer who's been through training and been appointed, they'll assign the volunteer.
For those who might be interested in learning more about being a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Well, in East Baton Rouge Parish, which serves the East Baton Rouge Parish Juvenile Court, you can log on to Capital Area CASA, and you will be directed to their training schedule. They have a class that will begin in January. For outside of East Baton Rouge Parish, you can log on to louisianacasa.org and find the program that's in the parish where you live.
We're visiting with Judge Kathleen Stewart Ritchie, 24 years on the bench in Baton Rouge, and she helped form CASA in 1992 in this area. What was the motivation for that?
Well, prior to running for judge, I had been an attorney for children. The attorneys for children are required by court rule to advocate for the child's stated interest. And as anybody who has children knows, children sometimes say that their interest is what their interests are doesn't always coincide with what the child's best interest is. I had an 11-year-old client one time who really, really wanted to go home, although his mother was seriously mentally ill. And I had to advocate for him to go home, and he went home, and he was hurt again. So it was clear to me in that role that someone independent of those obligations, those professional responsibilities, needed to be able to give the judge information that was objective and designed to address the child's best interest. Because judicial decisions are only as good as the information given to the judge.
Now, what types of situations are involved when CASA comes in to look at the matter and to help these children?
Well, a petition has to be filed in court because the judge appoints the CASA volunteer. So it's a case that's in court and a child who's been either abused or neglected. Children go into foster care for serious abuse or neglect or when they cannot safely stay with their own family. We have 7,900 kids in foster care annually, so most of the programs will appoint CASA volunteers for those children who are in out-of-home placement where they're with strangers. Mm-hmm. They're living in foster homes. But there are children who are in court even though they may not be in foster care. So the bulk of the children we represent are children who are in foster care.
Have an inquiry online, and by the way, you can also send emails to talk@talklouisiana.org about your program and whether it receives any state or federal assistance.
The National CASA, the parent organization, so to speak, receives an allocation from Congress through the Office of Juvenile Justice. But those funds don't reach the state and the local programs unless we receive a grant. So there's some competitive grants of federally allocated money. Most of the programs receive Victim of Crime Act money, which is federal dollars that is administered through the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement. And in Louisiana, we are lucky in that we, in the past, have had a legislature that has really supported the work that we do, and they annually will do an allocation that is administered through the state Supreme Court.
And as far as state assistance?
Well, that's the allocation of state general dollar last year was $1.7 million to support the 17 local CASA programs and the state association.
And, of course, you accept contributions.
Yes, we are a network of nonprofit organizations. So each of the 17 programs and the state association are nonprofit organizations and really need financial support as well.
But these volunteers are truly volunteers, aren't
right.
they?
Right. The volunteers do not receive any compensation. Last year there was $1.63 million worth of volunteer hours that were devoted to children and the courts. However, to meet standards, there has to be professional staff, paid staff in each of the local programs that support the volunteer. We don't just send a volunteer out to make their way on their own. We have staff that walk this process with the volunteer.
What does the average volunteer look like?
Well, I think that we would say we're trying to diversify, but most of our volunteers are in an age range where they're, if not retired, approaching retirement. And I think there's an understandable reason for that. This is a time commitment. The standards require that the volunteer visit the child monthly. And then, of course, there's writing a report and other information that you gather. Not everybody has that kind of time to commit, given their own family obligations. But you can get involved. You don't have to be a volunteer to be involved and support the program.
What about gender?
Most of our volunteers are women, and we are actively seeking male volunteers because we have a lot of male children in foster care.
Are most of the kids men or boys?
I haven't looked at the I haven't recently looked at the gender breakdown, but I would say it is likely that more than half of the children are male.
And as far as race?
42% of the kids represented by CASA are Caucasian. In foster care, it's right about, I would say, maybe 52% of the children are African American. But again, I haven't looked at those statistics lately.
For your volunteers, though?
Our volunteers are predominantly white.
And it would be nice to have more interaction with the minority community.
Right. Our goal is that the volunteer pool reflects the diversity of the children that we serve. So we are targeting for recruitment African Americans and males.
How do you get the trust of these children?
By visiting with them, by getting to know them, and by being available to them when they have special needs. A touching story of an Hispanic child who was in foster care and placed in a foster home that didn't speak Spanish. To comfort himself, he would sing. And when his CASA volunteer showed up, she recognized the song and sang the song with him. So he immediately felt more understood and more embraced.
We're visiting with Judge Kathleen Stewart Ritchie, who has been head of CASA for the last 5 years. And when I say the court-appointed special advocate group, usually we're talking to people in this community, but she's head of all 17 chapters in Louisiana, and we'll return with her with more information about this important organization on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, the primetime version. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Matt Doyle is producing, and we continue our discussion with Kathleen Ritchie. She is the executive director of Louisiana CASA, court-appointed special advocates for children, 17 chapters in our state, including a major one where we're located here in Baton Rouge. And Kathleen Ritchie has been involved in these kinds of issues, if you will, for a long time. She was a judge for
24 years, four terms.
4 6-year terms.
Yes.
That's a long time. So you were reelected a few times and then ultimately
I got retired.
But you're doing important work, very important work. And for those not acquainted with CASA, the Baton Rouge chapter has been around since 1992, and Kathleen Ritchie was instrumental in establishing it. And these are chapters that deal with children who are most in need. And the horror stories are immense. People who become volunteers get a glimpse of society they probably had not expected. And I think you've commented that in many cases, the access to a gun, for example, for a young kid is not hard. It's very easy, isn't it?
Right. I used to say if you are a teenager, it's easier to get a gun than a beer. Because you have to have an ID to get a beer, but you can buy a gun out of the back seat of a car,
or at a gun show,
Yeah,
so it's easy to acquire a firearm, and for some kids it's a rite of passage. Their daddy hunted, sometimes their mom hunted, their grandparents. And it passes down, and for the most part, it's a rather wholesome activity. But as we know, guns are deadly, and in Louisiana, we have the deadliest state in America when it comes to murders per capita by guns. So how do we keep guns out of the hands of young people who may ruin their lives, may take other lives, and make mistakes that can never be retracted?
Well, it is against the law for a minor to possess a gun unless under certain circumstances that accommodate those young folks that are hunting with parental supervision. Enforcement of those laws is not as easy as observing somebody run a red light, for instance, because it's in the shadows. When children are breaking the law, they don't do that publicly generally. I think one of the things that concerned me when I was on the bench, when I would speak with school groups, I would ask the group how many of them knew someone who was under the age of 18 who either had or had access to guns. And when I tell you that it was three-fourths of the group of kids, three-fourths of the audience would raise their hands, it became clear to me that gun access for young people was something that we needed to address.
But how do we address it in this climate, this political environment?
Well, I think one of the first steps is to raise awareness of gun violence and what guns can do. I was always impressed with the fact that children would say they only carried a gun because so-and-so had a gun and they were afraid of so-and-so. So, in other words, I arm myself because you are armed. So at some point, everybody lay down the guns and see if we can resolve differences and disputes differently. Kids mimic what they see, and when we as adults are at each other's throats, kids see that. And when it escalates into violence, kids see that too.
We're coming up on the one-year anniversary when LSU's a great running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who went to Baton Rouge Catholic, killed an 18-year-old boy in North Baton Rouge over a transaction over a PlayStation thing that was given to Clyde Edwards-Helaire by the bowl they were participating in last year. And it's relevant because he was carrying a gun, obviously, but the boy, the 18-year-old boy, who had a relatively clean record, he pulled a toy gun. And in this environment, if somebody pulls a gun on you, you don't have time to determine whether it's a toy gun or not. But think about that, losing your life at 18 years old because you're stupid enough to pull a toy gun on somebody.
Well, and toy guns don't always look like toy guns. They can have a very real appearance that can cause an individual genuine concern and fear. But that's the point, is if we react in a way that we believe is reasonable, and when the smoke clears, what we've done is maybe wouldn't have been reasonable, then we need to back that up and address the circumstances that got us to the point where things were escalating to a stage where somebody can lose their life.
As far as the kids who go through your program, does the evidence show that their chances are better at succeeding in society than those who don't?
Well, let me make it very clear that CASA volunteers work with children who have been abused or neglected. These are not children who've committed crimes.
No, but as we know, those who are abused or neglected are often at a disadvantage, and it ultimately leads to something that is unpleasant.
Well, there are some frightening statistics about child abuse leading to juvenile delinquency, leading to adult criminality. So that is true. I will say this, though, that 42% of the children in foster care last year were under the age of 5. So we are addressing the needs of children at a time when we can make a significant difference in the trajectory of their life. What CASA does is change a child's story. And children, it's an easy phrase to say that children are our future. So the children that CASA volunteers are helping today will be the cashiers that check us out of the grocery store, or the doctors that take care of us medically, or the young person that puts a gun in our face and takes our money. So we are making mm-hmm. those decisions for these children now. And that's why we need CASA volunteers to help these children have the circumstances that will lead to productive, healthy lives.
I guess you're also saying that the foster care system in Louisiana is pressured. If kids are there under 5, they're probably there for a while.
The law contemplates that children won't be in foster care more than a year. At a year, if the child's family has not been rehabilitated and able to provide a safe permanent home, the way the law contemplates the case moving is towards adoption, so that children can have a safe permanent home. That is the ultimate goal that the CASA volunteer
has. That can
has.
Be done in a year?
It can. Now, it takes everybody working pretty diligently to achieve those goals. But the other truth is, last year we had 924 adoptions out of foster care. That was a record. But we also had over 1,200 reunifications. So most of the children that are in foster care are there due to neglect.
So
and once we are able to have that family rehabilitate, the child can go home. And with some support and some monitoring, that family can maintain that child in the home.
What is usually the cause of the neglect?
Well, often it's drug abuse. Sometimes it's mental illness. Sometimes it's just poverty-driven. I think that those circumstances where it's real clear why the child was either abused or neglected are the easier cases. If a parent is struggling with substance abuse, you get them into treatment and they rehabilitate that substance abuse problem, the child can safely go home. Mental illness is a little bit more complicated because their mental illness has a number of manifestations. And so addressing mental health issues for parents is an important issue as well. Sometimes parents are not going to rehabilitate. Sometimes the family will not be able to receive the child back home and safely maintain the child. And those are the children that the court has to find a safe permanent home for. And that's one of the primary objectives of CASA.
Well, very good, and you're doing important work, and we commend you for that. Judge Kathleen Stewart Ritchie, who's been on the front lines of this for a long time, and you've held up well.
Well, it's an important task, and it's one that we should all embrace. These children are in the state custody of the state, and we collectively are the state of Louisiana.
And again, for those who would like more information, best way to find you and your group?
LouisianaCASA.org.
LouisianaCASA, C-A-S-A, court-appointed special advocates.org. Phone number?
930-0305.
That's a 225-930-0305. Kathleen Stewart Ritchie, the judge, thank you. Let's do it again sometime soon, but hope that it's a good holiday season for
maybe
everybody.
Maybe I'll have better statistics to report.
That's what it's all about. We'll be back with Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for the Advocate, after this timeout.